watching film, taking it day by day, trying to, you know, learn as much as we can from this game at the same time as, you know, starting our prep for Texas as soon as we can. But tonight, going to go out and enjoy this game, enjoy the win, got family in town. So, you know, enjoy the win now and back to work tomorrow.
And how satisfying is it or relieving to have a kicker like Matthew that can come in, hit a 49-yarder and come in and kind of put the game on ice, so to speak?
You know, I've got nothing but confidence in Matt. You know, he's a guy that works at his craft daily to get better. And, you know, when he comes in, you know, got nothing but trust that he's going to get the job done.
Perfect. Thanks, man.
Yep, thank you.
How'd you feel the line maybe came out and performed after a two-week kind of that bitter memory of Vanderbilt?
Yeah, you know, I thought we made some positive steps, you know, in the right direction. Did some good things. Still left some plays out there. You know, you need to focus on being, you know, execution sound. You know, 1-0, as Coach Snyder always says. But I thought we made some good steps. We were able to establish the running game with the running backs a little better than we did, you know, at Vanderbilt. But, you know, made some positives, but got to keep working.
They didn't allow a sack today. A few maybe negative rushing plays. Is that a big step forward for you guys as you head to Texas next week?
You know, the sacks is something, you know, pass protection that we work on all the time. Obviously, you know, those negative yard plays, we'd like to eliminate them. We as an offensive line, you know, you never want those. And so that's something that, you know, get in the film room, take a look at, you know, what went wrong, where we missed blocks, what we did wrong that allowed those plays to happen. And just, you know, take what we can from it, build on it going into Texas next week.